起，大致上呢，南北的趋势啊的，现在的千万人呢，千万一点都黑过的，现在的案子得去，研究员，这千万的了呗，俺这个，如果的，这千万生的，俺这叫阿里，通马阳明，他马阳明是不是？叫他们那把那俺这个绿的几个几个几个去哪里得用的嘞？那这里也就是，现在呢，养起码这个养，那起码这样养多少日子不看到这个叫人家多个月嘞？我得个这些个嘛多少张？
那啥？So in general, when we speak about practicing Dharma, and so as a practicing Dharma or the practitioner of Dharma oneself, as a practitioner of Dharma, it is important to put more regards and significance to that of future lives in comparison to one's present life. We need to put more regards and significance to one's future life. Because when we talk about future life, there is infinite. As we find in the text, it says, there is no beginningless of our life. And similarly, there is no end of our life. So it transcends one life to another. So it is infinite. So, so then, regardless of what kind of, rebirth that one may take, as ordinary beings or the samsaric beings, we have no other destinations besides the six realms. We will be taking rebirth within the six realms.
What another? That the name is a dulo, and it's called Chamasimin and Dra Dulo. And another gene, and we chulo. The Nagi, Jahamagi, Timu Maipi, Kunoji, Gondo Yapundu, Nagi, which is Sire, make it in Sire. And the day little Latini, and Chachamalon, do we really? And Chachamalon, do we do the name under Andre? Leader the dog, don't put the zoo under Nike, the Zuji Pumba, the Nanzan Nesage, the combustion of Rima to Kanzade, Kono Lokari, Zuji Pum, you don't do it. A Luigi Pumba, the Nanzan, Ludina Gajan, Ludinja Gajan, and Luigi Pumba, the Ja, and singing it in Nakite, Dogu, Joa Chamalo. And Joa Chamal singing it in Nakite and Dogu, Dilo, and Nanzan Sindhi Tolo. Yawatan, Tan anjun tenjele be gyawa yabuji de yabuji jituna ani gi li de kuchimbu je ni telo sine sepa ni kala su to ni anjo o la me ha ama su kanu chi gi chawa phangri a ti no ne anjo mali tenje me yi ba chawa de phangi ni an ma ki ma to ni padu se ni chawa duji ri a padu de la ali chi joga do
So, speaking about one's present life and the future lives. So, when we talk about this present life and future, we are not really referring this life to our this physical aggregates. In other words, the physical form. And the physical aggregate that we have serves as a basis for and the abidance of our mental consciousness. And our physical aggregate is not the person, nor it is self. So, and neither it goes, it transcends one life to another. It is this mental consciousness, the subtlest, the most subtlest mental consciousness, is the source of our continuity of our life. And so now, here the question is, so since this mental consciousness transcends from one life to another life, and how can we really determine what kind of life form that one may have in our future life is again determined by one's own deeds. If one engages in the practice of Dharma, in other words, virtuous deed, this will then lead oneself to the future life in the fortunate rebirth, in the three high rebirths, in other words. It is called, so-called, the rebirths of human beings, gods and demigods. And as a result of engaging in the negative deeds, will then propel oneself to the lower realms, the beings of the lower realms, one of the three lower realms, such as either one may take a rebirth in the hell realm, or preta realm, which is the hungry ghost realm, or the animal realms. Those are the six types of realms within which we take rebirth. You know, out of our, depending upon our own actions. And so, once we, our consciousness leaves this present body, which is the physical aggregates, and instantly one will then be taking rebirth within the Bardo realm, which is the intermediate, the realm of intermediate. Intermediate is the state between the death and the rebirth. So normally, when we talk about when someone is declared as a dead person, is normally we consider someone is already passed away based upon the cessation of the individual's breath. If individual's breath is, individual is no longer breathing, as breath has already ceased, then it is declared as a dead person. However, according to the texts, the Buddhist texts, though the individual is no longer, the bread is totally ceased, it is ceased to exist, the individual is still alive because the subtlemost, the consciousness is still present within the individual. And so there are many processes will take place at the time of death, the process of death, starting from the dissolution of the sense consciousness, such as eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, and so on. Having dissolved all those five sense consciousness, it is also known as the gross level of consciousness, will then begin to dissolve the mental consciousness. Again, within the mental consciousness, there are subtleties. Some mental consciousness are gross. There are gross levels of mental consciousness, and as well as the subtle level of mental consciousness. So then, there are many different processes. There are stages of the process when individual is going through a process of dying. So as we mentioned earlier, though the individual's breath has been already ceased, the mental consciousness is still present. And so long as the mental consciousness is present within the individual, and in reality, the individual is not actually dead. It's not passed away yet. So we could see a lot of different signs of when they go through the process of dying, such as, you know, the signs of losing the luster of the individual's, from the individual's face, and also the warmth or the heat of the warmth of the individual's body will be ceased gradually. So once all the consciousnesses dissolve one after another, then finally the subtlemost consciousness leaves the individual's body or the physical aggregates. Simultaneously, the individual is born as a Buddha beings. And once the, at the moment the individual's consciousness leaves the body, then at the same time, the Buddha body has been established or, you know, come into existence. Buddha body will come into existence. And at the moment the Buddha body is come into existence, Buddha body come into existence with complete faculties, with all the consciousness and all the faculties. There's no sequence of the coming into being of the faculties of the Buddha beings, but rather their faculties are complete simultaneously at the moment they take birth within the Buddha or the intermediate state. And here again, having said that Buddha body, yet there is no obstacles. You know, the Buddha body cannot be obstructed by anything. It can just go through like a, you know, like an ear. The Buddha body, there's no obstacles, there's no obstructions for the Buddha body. Buddha body can go through anything. So here, then the lifespan of the Buddha being is said to be at 49 days. And as the Buddha beings cannot live more than 49 days, yet at the same time, it is not necessarily the Buddha beings can live 49 days. Buddha beings, the lifespan of the Buddha beings, again, varies. Sometime right after the person, you know, coming into existence of the Buddha state, and the individual, right away the individual, you know, will fall into hell realms, and so on. So, depending upon one's intensity of one's karma and so on. And so, it is said that every after seven days, the Buddha being will take a rebirth, different rebirth, till the 49 days. So therefore, the Buddhists normally perform rituals and the purification rituals for the dead person every after 7 days of the person's passing away, you know, person has been passed away. So this is for this purpose, because it really helps them to, you know, find a fortunate rebirth. This is the purpose of, you know, performing all these ritual practices, purification practices, particularly. And so, for instance, if the individual is finding another life on Saturday, if you engage in the practice of the Dharma or the ritual performance on Friday, this will really help. You know, it will have a really strong impact or the effects on the Buddha beings, so that Buddha being can find an appropriate rebirth.
Sajin Pumbo the Kanga, the Kanga, the Nishin, the Watin, the Watabari, Tagini Chesum, what the road the Techum Guru, the Tangadu, Papa Chini, the Nantan, the Lama Tajim, Jamakamatan, Konzo Chal, Rath, the Guru, Kum Dawajin, the Yuri, the Yin, and Mandu, Sajin, the Tender, the Konos, the Man, Tami, the Napati, and the Mandu, Dawajin, the Good Hunting, and the Nipa Yomari, and then Internet. Tami be Napati and Naji, Taji, the Naji Napati and Nandu Machis, and do the Chimashu, Ramato,
So therefore, it is important for us to put more regards and significance of one's future life by engaging in the practice of virtue and engaging in the actions of the virtue, in other words, practice and dharma, will then enable us to take a rebirth in one's future life, in a rebirth within this, the land of Sukhavati, which is the blissful land. And so in the land of Sukhavati, or the state of Sukhavati, and your body is unlike our, you know, ordinary human body. It's rather, it is uncontaminated. It says uncontaminated body, which is free from all kind of sufferings. And so so if you look at this is one of the purpose of engaging in the practice, engaging in dharma practice, and indulging in the virtuous deeds. So one can gain a liberty over one's life, like all other noble beings, such as His Holiness Dalai Lama and so on. Though they have gained a liberty over their life, out of their compassion, they appear in this world to alleviate the suffering of other beings. And similarly, if we engage in the practice, we will gain liberty over our life, so that we can choose what kind of life that we would like to have. Either you want to remain within the secular existence for the purpose of helping other sentient beings, or you want to remain in the land of Sukhavati and so on. So since we haven't gained a freedom over our life, and we have not achieved liberty over our life, and yet at the same time, there is no excuse for us to not take a rebirth. You know, we will have to take a rebirth, and the rebirth will continue, you know, because as we mentioned earlier, that our mental consciousness will transcend one life to another, you know, uncontrollably. So therefore, now, the question is now, the reason why I'm, you know, practicing Dharma is to have a great fear of this samsaric existence, particularly the three law realms, the fear of taking rebirth within the three law realms. And with this kind of fear, you are then the protection is sought, you know. So who will then protect us from this fear? Then the taking refuge in three jewels will come into picture. So therefore, when we take a refuge in three jewels, in the presence of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, such as Buddha Shakyamuni, His Holiness, and so on and so forth. And we must take a refuge in the presence of Buddha by visualizing the Buddha as the person, rather than visualizing Buddha's statue. So we must always, it is very important for us to, you know, bear in our mind when we visualize Buddha and taking refuge in front of Buddha, one must visualize Buddha as the Buddha as a real person rather than a statue or something that is painted on the wall. So this, if one is able to do this kind of practice, visualizing Buddha in person, then you will receive the blessings. So, therefore, it is important for us to engage in the actions that are virtues, the virtuous actions, in other words. Once you have engaged, when you have indulged in those virtuous actions, and the propensity of the virtuous action will remain within your mind stream. And this will not be vanished. Once you have planted the seed of the virtues by means of engaging in the virtuous actions, well, then you will have the potency deposited within one's mind stream. Will remain within us. And later or sooner, it will ripen, and then you will experience the result, which is the happiness result.
Oh, tender. Ta tender yin chide ta ngan zu ma ta de chi yin na chen de lo ngan de chi yin jia qian ma jia qing jia qian ma ge den de. Ne yin ne a chen de lo ngan de ge wa du ne jun na ne ji bu de na de ma ju ne a ne me ge chu bu chi ti su se ne. Ne ngan de di pa kan ga de lu ta nga ye su de ge jie ne ge. Ngan de ちょ、チェマンでやり、ディバガンで。ね、メガチュブの地点に線がその写真にな。先でにね、ちょ、チパの地点にその。やはとめてなれ、ちょ、連通りですけど。で、メガチュブの地点でかんだその上でさな、まずメガチュブの地点にその、かんだですな。ね、まずが、ルジゴの、がれ。ルジリの名場でなんだばに、気合いの。ね、まずルゲ。
ね、まず、リゲ。ね、メルチ、チダル、タウチョジ、ソジアド、ソジマン。ね、コマコアド。ね、メルチ、ソジマジネバ。ね、メタンバジバ、テナツン、レジ、リジゴン、テソン、テカグウェリ。メギワリ。テネガーニング、ジャン、タマ、チツ、メルチャディヒ、ノジジジ、メグウェリ。ね、タマヒ、メグウェリ。ね、メルバ、チツブ、テナロアツン、テカグウェリ。ね、まず、ディパー、カナル、リマイス、ジェミウェリ。
あの、家事がなせんのば、なせんだ、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こう、こ
then speaking about engaging in virtuous conduct or the virtuous actions, and one's engagement of one's virtuous actions must be grounded upon the abstaining from grounded upon the abstaining from 10 non-virtuous actions. This is the basis, you know. Abandonment of 10 non-virtuous actions is the basis upon which one develop one's spiritual, enhance one's spiritual practice. So then, what are those 10 non-virtuous actions here? You know, regardless of what kind of actions one may take, either it is virtuous or the non-virtuous, it is all of those actions will be taken on the basis of either through body, speech, or mind. There are no other basis upon which those the deeds are built. So then here speaking about those 10 non-virtuous actions, the 10 non-virtuous actions are the three bodily actions, or three bodily actions, which is killing and stealing and sexual misconduct. Those are the three bodily non-virtuous actions which need to be abandoned. And then four, non-virtuous actions of the speech are lying, slandering, harsh words, and covetousness, right? And so then, three from the body. Idle gossip. Those are the four. Sorry. And then three from the mind, or the covetousness, and wrong views, and harmful thoughts. So those are the 10 non-virtuous actions that one need to abandon. So if one is able to build one's virtuous deed, grounded upon the abstention from those 10 negative deeds, then it is certain that one will take a rebirth within one of the high realms. So if one is able to refrain oneself from engaging in those negative deeds, mainly the 10 non-virtuous actions, one will then be able to lay the foundation of achieving a state of enlightenment. Because in the past, all the Buddhas, such as Buddha Shakyamuni particularly, who was not an enlightened being primordially, was not primordially enlightened beings. Buddha Shakyamuni was like us, as ordinary beings, who had all kinds of delusions, mental afflictions, and so on and so forth. And Shakyamuni has gained state of enlightenment by means of engaging in virtuous actions and abandoning all those negative deeds and mental afflictions and so on. In the same manner, if we can engage in this virtuous deed, and we can also follow the footsteps of the Buddha Shakyamuni, we also have a potential of gaining the state of enlightenment, as Buddha Shakyamuni did. So now, and in what manner then one can really achieve the state of enlightenment? And how can we really achieve, how can we really engage in this virtuous deed and abandon a non-virtuous deed? Is then, first of all, in order to gain the state of enlightenment, first and foremost important, or the foundation upon which one can, develop one's path to enlightenment is Yejung, or the renunciation. Renunciation is generated first, because renunciation is a sentiment that is an aversion towards secular existence. Right from the beginning listed up until now, we have clinged on to this secular existence and mundane excellences that binds us within this secular existence, unable to free ourselves from the secular existence. So now, renunciation is actually reversing, there's a reverse thought, in other words. You have having enchantment towards those secular existence, rather you generate a disenchantment, in other words, aversion towards or the repulsion towards the secular existence. So, which will then allow us to generate what we call the genuine desire for achieving liberations of the moksha.
Dacha temba nakin de nganzu zoya yuri seguri zoya yula yuri zulu yoton kadre sen ki rangi yuse wa tama na no lobo wa sen de tama na de chi di ni re ma to chi ge sen ra ge khono tama da ji yuri esri tapna se da bu ji ni ge na se khono til pa se chen de ju ge na se ji da ji yuri wa se khono pa ka ji na da ji ma lo ten nakin nganzu ya sen ki rangi de tama ku yu ma ri tin yi de se ji tan ji sang ji ji yuri seguri Then I can say, Oh, Alan, so send the juju ton. And Rangi,
So just as the Buddha Shakyamuni has achieved enlightenment, and we also have the potential to gain the state of enlightenment. Why it is so? It's because it says once the nature of mind is mere luminosity, and all those afflictions or the defilements are advantages. They are not permanent. Those are all advantages. It can be abandoned. It is a temporary. Its existence is temporary. So therefore, our nature of our mind is untainted, unsoiled by these afflictions. Nature of our mind is, yes, covered. It's actually covered by the layers of negative thoughts and emotions, afflictions, but it is unsoiled by negative thoughts and emotions. So therefore, all these defilements are said to be advantages. So it is for this reason we assert all sentient beings have a capacity to gain the state of enlightenment. have a potential to gain a state of enlightenment, because the nature of their minds are all, you know, untainted by negative emotions and thoughts. And the negative emotions and thoughts are advantageous. It can be removed. And once the negative thoughts and emotions are removed, then the measure of mind, which is mere luminosity, will activate. So therefore, all sentient beings, you know, one has this potential to gain the state of enlightenment. So therefore, one must engage in the practice. One must engage in the actions that are beneficial to oneself. And so, if one engages in the actions to accumulate wealth, mundane excellences, and so on and so forth, and regardless of how excellent they are, this will not really give you a ultimate satisfaction. So if one engages in the practice of the Dharma, or engage in the virtuous deed, will really become a seed for giving rise to the ultimate satisfaction. And so, it says, one must, you know, engage in the actions to help other beings, not only to one's own, you know, loved ones and someone who is close to oneself, but also to all sentient beings. Without any discriminations, equally, one must, at least from the depth of one's heart, I will do my best to benefit or help beings with no discriminations, or equally towards all other sentient beings.
Oh, then I in the and another chuji du lo. And it all at chundu nia chuji du lo, no? Jogia mon di nia la tante. And it chuji. Tama getting degree and that does a use that linear. And it done under yachi on the sort of.
So one must always, you know, as we mentioned earlier, that making sure that when you visualize those noble beings, such as his, you know, Buddhas and the other beings, noble beings such as His Holiness and so on, one must entrust one's own spiritual quest to those beings and have a strong faith, a genuine faith to all of them. And if one has the altar, one can remain in front of one's altar and visualize all those beings. And if one doesn't have the altar, then one can visualize oneself, you know, one can visualize all those beings in as a real person, and have a great, you know, generate what we call the clear and convincing faith to those noble beings, and supplicate to them to gain this state of enlightenment for the benefit of all the sentient beings. May all those noble beings be blessed me to be able to achieve state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. This is how you supplicate.
So
therefore, by visualizing all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and imagining oneself being in the presence of those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and then supplicating to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. The reason why we, the reason why we are, you know, supplicating to the Buddha to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings is because there's no such essential single sentient beings who have not been once on parents in the past. We talked that many times in the previous teachings about the infinity of our, you know, life, our previous life. It is infinite, it is beginningless. So when we talk about the beginningless of our life, then whenever we have a life and we had parents, our own parents. And so when we talk about the beginningless, it is inconceivable for us. So similarly, all those infinite sentient beings or inconceivable sentient beings who is equal to the space have been once on father and once on mother in the past. So therefore, I must not just gain the state of enlightenment just for the purpose of my own self, but to help all other sentient beings, all other mother sentient beings, to elevate them from the suffering of cyclic existence. So then with this, then one generates compassion and bodhicittas and so on.
Judy Menga then you're going to send you to the carriage and wrongy, such a thing wrong mind, but he hit to a jiggery. He hit on carriage, it's not an angry jolly. Toma, my buddy, once I didn't yawn the met on the legend, he said you're running jaw, Hamadia, Maina, Pamachi, thank you. Not a jaw, Hamad. Main a heart, which anything like a heart, Janakai, a Pama near Tangri, and Tangri, and Tanda Maji, Cha, Hami, Pama, the Gian, Tendig, Pama, Naki, Jambu, Jerry, Mother, the other Jayaman, and under Patti, and the wrong jaw of Tomamo Paso. A jaw of Tomam by the Tanaji Patu, the Kandari, and then you draw it to Bukarungi, and you like Nagi, the Mother, the other coin, the Jumoton, only your money. And the jaw of Tomami is Tomami, don't count it. Not him, but not
So then, speaking about generating bodhicitta, that bodhicitta is generated by relying upon the two different types of instructions, the instructions of six causes and one result, and instructions of exchanging oneself with others. And the six causes regarding the, you know, as to the first one, first of all, one must recognize all sentient beings as one's own mothers. And then being mindful of the kindness of all those mother beings. And not only just being mindful of their kindness, but also one engaged in the actions that can repay their kindness, repaying their kindness. And then one generates heartwarming love, which is a genuine love towards all sentient beings. And then will then be followed by the, you know, compassion, and the finally the determination or the resolute intention. Well, once you have completed all those stages generated within one's mind stem, will then lead oneself to achieve bodhicitta. So having recognized all mother sentient beings, all sentient beings as one's own mother, then one is being mindful of remembrance of their kindness, and then repaying their kindness. When we speak about repaying their kindness, we are not simply, you know, repaying their kindness by providing shelter, food, clothing, and so on. Here, the repaying their kindness is by reflecting upon their nature of existence, being within the secular existence, and undergoing tremendous amount of sufferings. And since all beings who had not been one's own mother in the past, so may I help all other sentient beings, all mother sentient beings, to free from the secular existence and suffering of the secular existence. And in order to do that, at the moment, I myself is trapped within the secular existence. I will not be able to elevate them from the suffering at this point. So how can I really help other sentient beings is to following the footsteps of the Buddha Shakyamuni, who gained the state of enlightenment and turned the wheel of Dharma and helped infinite sentient beings. Similarly, may I achieve the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings, and to be able to turn the wheel of Dharma and help all other sentient beings, alleviate all other sentient beings from the suffering. So this is what we call the, you know, jinzu, which is repaying their kindness.
Oh, then I mean that magi jinzu jinzu yong chamba jie, ani ngi jie chamba jie, ni jie tang jie ni yu jie, ni la zang jie ni chang shu sen sen duo zi jie an duo li yu li meng a duo ni ai sen jie magi jinzu sen jie magi jinzu jinzu yong chamba ni jie la zang sen di chong li.
So So this this will then followed by the others, you know, three causes of bodhicitta. We talked earlier about this heartwarming love will then enable one to generate compassion, great compassion, and will enables to generate resolute intention, laksam, which is a resolute intention. It's a strong determination. Will enable then will then give rise to the bodhicitta. At the moment you have generated bodhicitta, then the individual have become a bodhisattvas. And this is how the process of gaining the state of enlightenment. You know, you first engage in those, go through the stage, stage by stage, and generating bodhicitta, and then you develop on upon the on the basis of generating bodhicitta, one then develops further, you know, the qualities, the spiritual qualities, will then eventually lead oneself to the state of enlightenment. So it is said that if one engages in the practice of the Dharma or the practice of the engage in the actions of the virtue in conjunction with generation of bodhicitta, will then become an actual seed or the substantial cause for gaining the state of enlightenment. Other than that, if one engages in the actions of the engages in the practice of the Dharma or engage in the virtuous deed, it may become a positive cause, but it will not become an actual seed for a state of enlightenment.
And this Semgi Rangji Vaisavaris, Takiyante Tsung Tsung Sakyala Yubha. Semgi Rangji Vaisavaris, Semkuran Dime Malhevaris. Dime Malhevaris. Semgi Rangji Dime Malhevaris. Semgi Rangji Vaisavaris. Tanganzi Namgenya Kuransu Dige Chik Nyamnero Tinte Nabi Kavliya Chik Ta Chidanda Semgi Rangji Vaisavaris Ta Mwistopeng Suzui Chik Toktoya De Yomartini Suzui Nyamne Chebi Kaliya, Chiksemjiranji, Voice, Tindaji, and Chibas Chetovak, Susan Nibarish, Kandes Yonto Buenas, and the Sigurukwa.
Saint Kuru Ragin, the law, Tamaku, my dear Sigur. Manzu, say Kuru Ragin, this Saint Ragin, the Kuru, yes, I read the Kuru, Sigi Chatter Ragin, Tamaku, my dear Sigur, Tamaku, Saint Kuru Tamar in the world. I think you take a command, saying Rangin, who you must see dinner is Shagut and that day.
Tamanzo, Chick, Takron, Samsum, that's Yamlera, Chicom, Chet, and they call the letter, the same grand US of the Tindaji Russia, some of the Chick Susan will show up, Chet, Younger West, and Motu, Motu, out of Shitanda.
Didn't you that sound my tone? Me and my son, Tim, then Yat, the piggy Tony Guna, Karaguna, Yuji, Yat, Anguilla. Tiamo Tadillo Tambo, the Sibu Rangi, Zang Rangi, yes, around the Hitu Marawa. In and do the Chitonin that you go on it, don't you send the same, the same, the Gitaman, the Patricio, no Kono Rangin, the Tomata, you are a secret. Rangin, Sang Rangin, Tama, who's on a tattoo, my secret. The thing is to cut among the two dinity, dinner and the crew in the Matajurua, but the Nazikin is.
So, yes, the nature of mind is luminous. It is mere luminosity, we talked earlier, and it is untainted and unsoiled by the elemental affections. So, this can be identified by while one is engaging in meditations. Sometimes if one engages in meditation of on the emptiness or meditation on bodhicitta, and it is though the nature of mind is not untainted, it is untainted and it is unsoiled by the
and you know and defilements. It is covered by the files of the defilements. And those, you know, defilements can be removed by means of meditating on emptiness and bodhicitta. It is through the continuous meditation on the emptiness and bodhicitta, one will eventually lessen the defilements, and then once all those defilements are then, you know, are removed, then the nature of mind, which is mere luminosity, will be then one will be able to identify that, you know, very clearly and vividly.
Gain a conviction of the nature of mind being mere luminosity is by reflecting upon one's own mind in the beginning. In the beginning, when you engage in the practice, a reflection, which we call the reflection in inner reflection. And so when you are doing that, in the beginning, in the initial stage, it's more like blurry to us. It's not really clear. It's kind of blurry. And you will not be able to actually, focus on the object of one's meditation, in other words. If you choose an object, a particular object of meditation, upon which you observe your mind and you infuse your mind with that object, in the beginning, you can actually have that object very vividly. And as you progress your meditation upon this object, you know, reflection upon this object, and the object of meditation become clearer and clearer. What that entails, not only the object of meditation, object of meditation itself is becoming clearer, but also the subjective mind is becoming clearer. With this, you know, one can then be able to identify how the mind, the nature of mind is, you know, untainted by the defilements. And so our main purpose of practicing in Dharma is to removing the piles of the covers, the thick layers of the defilements that obscure our mind, nature of our mind.
I have two questions. The first one is a short question, I think, and the second one is a little longer. The first one is, we don't get to go to Sakyavati until we're enlightened, is that right? That's the first question.
Okay.
The second question is, let's say, you know, through the training, we get pretty good at removing all the obstacles, the negative emotions, and so forth. But we still have the karma, and a lot of it is from the past, and we don't even know about it. So we could still fall into a lower realm, at which point if we're animal, we eat other animals and so forth, we're not going to make any progress. So I'm stuck here.
Okay.
To take this.
The Maraya ta dewa ni do kya la. Dewa dang bu de dewa jin xin li ya. Dewa jin xin li kya ta kya ya da. Gewe jawa la den dewa jin xin li kya ya chik sun yin ba kya la. O di dewa jin xin li kya li ya rani san ge gu gu ra bais. San ge yin gu ra bais. San ge ni ma tu dewa jin xin li kya yo ma ra. Sa kanda dewa dang bu de de che. Dewa di jen li sun gu na kya la. De sun gu na kya. Dewa yin ge shu wa. Dewa nipa dhira shani, dewa nipa dhita kanda nganzu dha susu dha jangshu tobyayaki ane lamliya zunbe kabla sikwa. Jangshu tobyayaki lamliya zunbe kabla. Chik dha susu chik barchi dhaan dha kanda susu liya chik susu gyu liyo dhibyan chik nyumon duksum dhiki samanda susu dha zunbe zowa jeji chen dhe mek susu vorwas, Ine dha dha chik Singame Kablia, the Nesanga Mekablia, the Susu, Lenya Bakarsacha, or Messus Gutsu Womar was. Yandi, Lady Wangi, and the Yan Susu Chick, Takawa and Kawang Yamba Dendelchi, Takawa member Dendelia Kaji, Chick Dendelia Dendelia K, and Chick, and they are Semjali and Nusav Kiat of Dende Yungurvas. Dende the Kandina de Yabush Gutsu of Mendus.
Kandazi. Yero, eh?
Chochin is Susu than that. Changshu tabiya lamliya zunbe zungu urubas, di zunbe kabliya di barche dike kanga do togu urubas, togu urubas tanda kabliya. Barche do, ani suzu chik nyumong rik dike changma pa suzu pang togu urubas. Ine meba sugu urdi, ine tanda tsengame ngame kabsuya da suzu da chik le ngenba, da chawa ngenba shivu diliya chukusha urubas. Digi le dike yang kewa jema. Jika tunjuk itu dia pembe leh itu dia yang sih kerba, dia orang benar ni senjeng senjeng leh ni semua kekira, dia ni yang leh ni yang tu yang ni. Itu
sendek ni mungkin.
Tadi kendor apa sekarang sanggup nasi.
Sendek ni mungkin nak kaji nanti kesi tu pan cuma tu cuma tu pan tanu kerba, tanu dia jauh kami ke kangkang tu pan tanu kerba. Sendek tu dek tu di ni ni kerba, sendek tu mah tanu jauh kami kaji ya nak pun tu kesi tanu tanu kerba. Nunin tu orang jenis ni jenis zaman tua kan, dia buat tanu macam ni, kira kira dia kira mana.
So the here as to the second question, once you are training yourself on the path, and oneself is engaging in the practice, in other words, such as meditation on emptiness, generation of bodhicitta, and so on. Once you have realized on ascertained, you have gained ascertainment of emptiness, then there won't, this will then enables, this will actually remove those mental, defilements. Once you're able to remove the defilements, the karmic potencies or the propensities of the karma is removed. As by product of, ascertaining emptiness. Similarly, once you are able to generate this genuine bodhicitta within you, and this will eradicate all those defilements. And there's no longer the residues of the karmic potencies is left, which will take you yourself to the lower realms again. Let's take an example of that. If you haven't been able to take a shower for a month, and then after a month you take a shower, and all those the dirt that you have accumulated for a month is washed away. So it's not that you're washing, you're taking a shower that washes only those defilements or all those dirts that you have accumulated today, but rather you're actually washing away everything. This is similar to that.
I was wondering, I don't know what was causing the 21 result, if that was contained within the four measurables, and if so, would the correct way to be mindful of that would be to do the mantra of the four measurables while focusing on each one of the six causes?
Again, the Changju Simke and the Tazin Yamje Kunikesu Chirani, Junji Manga doing Kunikesu in Sumber was. And the Taz Kanda Junji Manga Dunju Kunichi, but the Junji Manga Dunju Kuni, Changju Simkesu Dinalia. That's also Chick Machine Sunday, Machine Tinted Tinsu in Sunday, Miki. And Saksam Gibado. So, rarely, I think, some of the Tangi Tangi, she did rarely, I think, semi, she come to Kumbiche, Daisy, she come to in a Kandayung and us, think, whoever am over rest in this
special.
Mashe Gombe Kavia, Dalia, semi, she down to Hitchin, Kombiche, and it didn't age your vagina. Tindelia, and so the Tindelia Gombe Cablea, they came semi than ten Gombeina. And they are Dinzelia, Dinzel Gombe Cablea, and they semi sheet and Tehesitin to Scombeina, and they go over with
it. It's not only ten being and degree that the Nabung wear your money from Maki Connotary, and we are those chanted some other degree.
So this actually, you know, you can do in this way, you know, like. One is when you're reflecting or you're meditating on the six causes, starting from recognition of all sentient beings as one's own mother, in conjunction with the contemplation on four immeasurables.
But,
so, loud. So, he would suggest actually to really focus on the recognition of all mother sentient beings as one's own mother, rather than, you know, conjoining your practice with four immeasurables. So, if possible, one can, you know, focus once more on mind on emptiness is better. While one is, you know, meditating upon the recognition of all mother sentient beings in conjunction with reflection upon the emptiness, this will be beneficial. You gain more benefit out of it. So, you don't have to be enlightened. You don't have to achieve enlightenment in order to, you know, take a rebirth in a
Sukhavati.
What was the cause of cause?
So, to take a rebirth in a Sukhavati, doesn't necessarily that one need to gain a state of enlightenment. There's a one particular state called Akanishta in Tibetan, which means Akanishta, one of the state. That is the state only the enlightened beings can abide. So, if one desire to achieve enlightenment, one achieve enlightenment by entering into the state of Akanishta. That is a woman. So from So other than that, you know, if to gain the state of Sukhavati, it doesn't necessarily that you have to be, you know, gain state of enlightenment. It is through the virtuous actions, virtuous deeds will become a, you know, your virtuous deed and, you know, abandoning of non-virtuous deed will become your cause for taking rebirth in Sukhavati.
Right, because of the Samantha Bhagavata prayer.
Prayers, yeah.
It's about that, and that's all about the virtuous deed, and it talks about that, and that's, you know, it talks about it being reborn in that lotus there.
Yeah.
And so that's what
accomplishing this. Yeah, it's all, you know, as Kishla has mentioned earlier, it's all based on your virtuous deed,
right.
You know, and once, you know, virtuous deed in conjunction with what we call the prayers, intense prayers,
right.
Will enable, become a cause for taking rebirth in Sukhavati, the land of Sukhavati.
And that's where Amitabha.
That, yeah, that doesn't necessarily be, you know, the enlightened beings.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, just one more thing. I think when you talk about renunciation, generating renunciation, how does one also do that in conjunction with developing equanimity? You know, I mean, because if you're not like that first immeasurable, I mean, if you're not trying to be distant or close, but trying to develop that state of balance, that equanimity, how does renunciation have any effect? Are you renouncing both that which is pleasant and that which is unpleasant, and thereby attaining that equanimity? Because renunciation seems, in one sense, to be an extreme on either end.
Koye dhanda te nyejung kya de kaal yaa, da nyejung sambar da susu nyejung kyaal yaa zunbe kaal yaa, ni yaa chik dhanda te teme shi dhan te ure res tongto shing rukwa. Teme shi dhan te ure res kaari senda ko chik tanyum dhan kankai chik mewe na nyejung chik nyejung namda shi yaa kaabura shi mendo sim suru shi.
Or
So renunciation is generation on the basis of
finding a fault in cyclic existence, the mundane excellences. Regardless of what kind of you know, mundane excellences one may have accomplished, and it's all in the nature of dissatisfaction in the final analysis. And at the end, you will never be satisfied with that. That is the main thing that you need to recognize that. Then if one is able to recognize this, the dissatisfaction nature of this mundane excellences, will then enables you to generate or to cultivate a revulsion, a reversion towards secular existence. And that is the main point. You know, we have to think about the suffering nature of secular existence, and there's no essence in whatsoever that the accomplishment that one may have met in terms of mundane excellence and so on. So this is the main cause for, you know, of, you know, generating renunciation.
Okay, and
yeah, I was going to ask you if you could, I kind of know the answer to this, but I just want to hear it in some words, but I'm just curious about when we're speaking about the mental continuum, the rebirth, and the nature of the luminosity of mind and the clear light consciousness, could he make a
subtle distinction between the subtle consciousness that continues to arise and the extreme of the non-Buddhists who believe in eternalism, or they believe in a permanent, ever-going, you know, thing. And I just was wondering if you could make a distinction between the difference between you know, something that's eternally going all the time, and the idea of the continuum of the mind that moves from one lifetime to the next, but then eventually when it becomes enlightened, it ceases, it seems to me.
Da nangpa mayimbi chilo riki chiki da chi suzu da ganda namshi sinay mendo, kunzu da soa sinay mendo chik di kunzu takpa kilin digi chiyorwa. Beko chik gyugin lima dewa chik da ngayang, kurang chik be takpa rang juu indiwa chik. Dinday chik kilin gin chiyorwa. Dida ani yang anzu nangpa chik da Same range of ways of a second, you know, and this Chisholm Tamu, sure, well, Tamu Yishi, Yigisha, but that Chick Tamu, she gave a din, gave a shamble to the game, and Yigisha. On Dida and the Konzu Kononzu, than the Shesha Yo, than the Churushan Shesha Yo, than the same day Tabora joined the same day, and then you came up and this shade.
Did it? Putting Yaro. Sen tapa rangju yin na sen zhujo tongju yin ma sanji tsa li tu tuma taipa yin ma rwa. Sen kong ma ta ngungu tongju yin kwa zhujo tongju yin di ngaji sen duja di ya ya huza tu gyo rwa. Tapa se tita da miyan di gyo rwa na yin ma gyo rwa.
So these two are actually antithetical. In other words, it's a contradictory, direct contradictory to each other, right? One is eternal, another one is nature of transitory. So it is totally contradictory, because the eternal soul or the eternal mind has no way to, you know, modify. You know, there's no modification is done. So whereas the continuity of mind or the mental consciousness the Buddhism talked about can be modified. It can be developed and make better and better. And finally, as a result of removing and, you know, our modification will then finally gain the state of enlightenment. And it's something that entity itself is in the nature of permanent and independence. It is not possible for this entity can be changed. There's no change can be brought, sorry.
Thank you. Yes, we have
about 10. That's right. That's all right, you want your name.
The patient to a name, tell us.
ཁྱི
So it is actually good if one is able to, you know, to the, you know, engage in the practice of bodhicitta, generation of bodhicitta, on six causes and one result, you know, in conjunction with, you know, exchanging self with others. However, Kichla said that he would recommend you to focus on the six causes and one result would be better for you, because exchanging self with others requires, again, the firm understanding of lack of intrinsic reality of self and others. So it is this second instruction, which is exchanging self with others, is normally recommend someone who has gained advanced level of practice and whose mental capacity is in a state of more in advanced state.
Kundo Dhamma 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 Dh